Hello and welcome to Dvorak Horowitz Unplugged, an hour-long discussion of activity in the financial markets around the world, featuring columnist John C. Dvorak and money manager Andrew Horowitz. This conversation is casual and unrehearsed. Let's join John and Andrew now.
I'm John C. Dvorak.
I'm Andrew Horowitz.
And we're here... Before we start this, we do a 10 count, and and then I'm Andrew Horowitz. Low.
Okay, hold on.
I always have to pump it up. Anyway, because now it won't make any sense to anybody, because I pumped it up.
Oh, so you're pumped up now?
No, I mean, I will pump it up in post.
Hopefully I sound good now. I raised the volume a little bit on my microphone, but I would like to say a happy within 2 weeks in a shortened version for both of us. We got together last Thursday for a midday conference,
yes,
talking podcast, and now here we are on Tuesday. I mean, what is the world coming to?
Yeah, well, if people subscribe using one mechanism or another, they just get it when it comes out, and it's not like it's important. Mm. Maybe some people don't do it that way. Like, I don't know.
No. Well, they should. They should go to iTunes or is anybody – well, you hate Zune. I guess it's what are those
hate
podcasts?
Zune. I just don't like Zune.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hate's a strong word.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, wild ride the S&P has been on. We are down about 100 points from the recent high, and Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 1,000 points. And kind of everybody was talking about this Teflon economy and that nothing would really be too difficult to overcome, and the European issues are not a big deal, and nothing's going to happen wrong. But with the retail sales today up 0.1%, and, of course, the gang at CNBC was all excited about that because it met expectations. And earnings coming in a little bit soft towards the back end of earnings season. It's kind of questionable right now how Teflon-y the economy and stocks are going to be, don't you think?
I gave up.
Gave up.
I gave up. I don't
gave
know
up
what
trying to figure it out.
I know. It's just until it goes one way and it keeps going that way. Or the
Going down.
It's going down now for the moment. Yeah. Yeah. But until it establishes a trend, I could be a bear trap.
Well, how long of it? What would make a trend for you?
Well, I'm going to see some of the big stocks that are overpriced to start to retreat in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. IBM. I'd like to see IBM get pounded. That'd be good.
But you can't get IBM pounded. They do share buybacks. They're like their biggest shareholders, IBM.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, seriously.
They've done a good job. They've done a good job of keeping that stock propped up.
Well, they've done it also because it we talked about this a million times, but it enhances their EPS because the less shares
you have. By the way, I've noticed this. A lot of people on these talk shows, as financial talk shows, are now mentioning what you've been harping on for years.
What's that?
The buyback creating a false EPS.
Oh, well. Yeah, but they it's like the Barron's cover page this weekend. We'll get to it in a second. Wait till you see what they're talking about. A little late to the party.
Obama being gay?
No, but I did see a great cartoon this weekend. Obama is dressed – he's a cartoon. He's dressed in a very tight, satiny style red, white, and blue flag short, shorty short. And kind of a tight spandex shirt. Leaning over a car window as he's a hooker getting picked up, saying, "Yeah, I'll do gay for $15 million." It's kind of funny.
It is funny.
Anyway, so the trend is down right now, and it's kind of opposite of what we saw in the first quarter, whereas companies could miss earnings and negative news on economics didn't matter, and stocks would just go up. And what happened was it went up on – it was kind of like a helium high. Some people say a sugar high. And then all of a sudden the reality hits somewhere along the line that, well, you know what? Europe isn't as good as we thought they would be. And Greece really did lie. And France lied. And Germany is doing everything they can to hold together for Germany. And this is a big – I use very strong language in the office. But this is a big pile of crap, we'll say, in terms of the manipulation of markets due to – speakers like the IMF, the World Bank, ECB, Federal Reserve, Japan's finance ministry, and same thing with China. So we're starting to kind of come home to roost on what was really the situation was that much of this market has been propped up by continuation of rhetoric and a massive amount of monetary stimulus in. Hmm. When the stimulus comes out, you know, stocks can still do good individually, but you know what? Things kind of shift in the economy.
Huh. Yeah.
There you go. A little, that was my, my monologue for the evening.
That was it. Okay, yeah. We're done.
Yeah. JCPenney came out with earnings. Now, remember, a lot of the players out there were like real hot on JCPenney because, remember this, the guy from Apple?
Yeah.
Came over from Apple and he says, you know, I was the guy that created Apple and I am going to reignite the store. So they've been looking pretty lousy lately, and just, you know, they kind of got a pop that one day, a big short squeeze when something happened recently. And then earnings came out tonight. Now, not only were earnings bad, okay, but they cut their dividend. I don't mean cut. They discontinued their dividend because of restructuring costs and use of that dividend for further use to, you know, the reinvigoration, reengineering of the stores. Big question is, when the hell is that going to be finished? And
what's a lot of stores. Well, let's take a look at the chart.
Oh, it's horrible.
Well, yeah, it's not good. It's like a straight when the guy got in. Of course, we shorted it on our game, and mm-hmm. it went down. And then it's, I guess it went up to 43.
Before, I think it was, at the high.
Yeah, and then it's in drifting. Now it's at 33, 32. But way back when it was in June, July, August, it was down in the 20s.
Well, it's back down there. Overnight, the action came out, the news came out, and went to 28.
28, yeah. So right now, it's in at 29.7.
Right.
Yeah, so it's got a ways to go.
The problem is here is this. This is a really
interesting... It's going to build the base.
Yes, they're building a base. They're building a much stronger store, and the stock will have to suffer for a little while. So now you have all these value investors coming in there like, hey, you know, this is a good price at this point because of... But their earnings didn't come in well. The revenues were well short. They're guiding down for the next quarter and plus the year. And I will tell you something else, that this is very serious. The cutting the dividend is the most dramatic piece of the whole discussion, and I'll tell you why. There are a lot of money managers / hedge funds / mutual fund managers that have a by the bylines and by the documents, they have to have dividend producing stocks in their portfolio. They can't buy stocks that don't have dividends. Hmm. Now, that's not all of them. It's just a certain breed.
Enough that it would make a difference in the price of the stock.
Right. So now all of a sudden, JCPenney suspends their dividend, and you have a situation where not only is it dumped by the retail / normal grouping, but it's dumped by all the players out there with big positions that can no longer hold the stock because it doesn't have a dividend.
Right.
We tried to short this stock. We could not get shares before the market closed to short it.
Wow. Well, that's not good.
I had to short Groupon as well today when it was up 25%. Couldn't get it.
Hmm.
Very troubling.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. Well, that's because they're trying to stop the shorters. You know, there's either a lot of short outstanding, kind of maxed out, or there's probably some players out there that can get it, maybe do some naked shorting. I tried everything. I tried to beg and borrow and steal for it. I could not get shares.
Hmm. That's weird.
Yep. So what we did was we looked to say, okay, if we're not going to go short, if they come out with a good number, it will go up, right? Okay, that's possible, right?
Yeah, anything's possible.
So, and there was a big hole above, the big fast zone above. So what we did is we put an order in, and it hit for a very small position, and I blew it out for a 7% loss within 5 minutes.
I guess that was what you call a bad move.
Bad move.
Yeah. Well, you and Jamie Dimon.
Yeah, well, his was slightly larger. We'll get to that in a second. That's pretty ugly. Anyway, one of the big takeaways from this discussion about JCPenney is that, first of all, somebody said JCPenney's. No kidding. There's pennies in the name. But the thing is that the big box stores, the Macy's, JCPenney, the Nordstrom's, you can name the rest of those, are having a real problem. The Walmarts, Targets, we'll see Target tomorrow, they're having a problem. They're kind of stuck in the middle. They're stuck, if you think about, in a weird way, you know, classes of individuals with income. So you have upper class, middle class, low class, lower class, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then us, totally low class, or classless, right?
It's the best we can do.
So when you have the stores that you think about, you could fit those in the same parameters. So the upper class is like your Coach and your Tiffany's and, you know, the who else would that be?
Louis Vuitton. There's a slew of them.
So maybe a Michael Kors in a way. So, whatever. So, you know, the kind of the big stocks.
Yeah, they're
that,
expensive.
Then you have the middle big box stores. You know, like we mentioned, the Macy's and Targets and Walmart. Then you have the dollar stores.
Ah.
And the, right? I mean, that's on the bottom line. Well, the two opposite ends of...
To me, the dollar stores aren't in the same league as any of these places. It's just kind of a junk store.
Total junk store.
Although I have been to a dollar store recently. I did buy something. And I didn't pay a dollar. It was like $2. What's the deal?
Don't even start me on that discussion. You go into a dollar store and it's like $3.50. I'm like, how is it even 50 cents involved there? Why? I don't get it. This is the $5 section. Yeah, it's dollars. It's multiple dollars. It's not a dollar store.
We used to have a dollar, a real dollar, not the chain, but a store that was obviously run by some Chinese that were just bringing crap over. Yeah, and it's closed recently because there was a dollar store that opened up nearby, or one of the – there's two or three of these versions of the dollar store. And I could buy the stuff I bought in there for a dollar, because they really did have things only for a dollar. It was astonishing. I bought like a set of four steak knives for a dollar. And these, I've seen these knives before, and I've seen these knives since, and they have different brands on them, but it's the exact same knife. It's got a big fat handle and a big thick blade, and it's a steak knife, and it works quite well, and they were 50 cents a piece. I've seen it for as much as $6-7 a pop. Same exact knife.
I bought a whole entire arsenal of this and sold it on eBay.
Yeah, well, I wasn't thinking.
I like in the dollar stores when you walk down the aisle and you swear that you're looking at name brand stuff. But if you really get close to it,
right,
really,
it's just a kind of a twist on the name.
No, it's
like a porn movie producer where they use kind of the name of a movie, but it's not the name.
Like Crust toothpaste or something.
Yeah, Crust toothpaste. Yeah.
Oh, anyway. Gold bind powder. Anyway, so the two sides, not to beat this horse, but the two sides of it are doing much better than the central part. The central part is really having a lot of problem with margins and with people coming in the stores. But the high end is really getting all their business from overseas, China, Japan, some emerging markets. And then you have the same situation happening in the lower stores where you have necessities being bought there on a regular basis. So they're holding up well. I don't even know what the margins are in a dollar store. I mean, how much do they possibly pay for things?
Well, I mean, coming out of China, the stuff is a lot cheaper than people imagine. At least that's what my people tell me.
If you were to buy real, if you were to buy lead out of China, would it really have lead in it?
It might be tungsten. So, anyway, I have been shopping for like certain essentials at the grocery outlet.
Oh, you told me about that. You love this place.
Yeah, I do. Because they have not only all kinds of cheap stuff that is good quality, but they also have every imaginable marketing experiment ever. And they just, you know, decided to blow it out through the grocery outlet. So you get to get like all kinds of weird drinks. And I picked up the regular Quaker oatmeal in the pink container because it had the breast cancer, you know, that one, that woman who got busted, I guess, and who was running that thing that was turning everything pink. And so I guess Quaker Oats had a whole crap load of pink boxes of oatmeal. It's like a dollar. So I stocked up on some pink oats.
Do you sometimes go there just to have dinner with the freebies down the aisles?
They don't have freebies at this place.
Freebies, not like a Costco or whatever.
Costco, you could eat.
Yeah, you eat a dinner just walking up and down the aisles.
Yeah, no, I've seen people doing it. I don't think it's got to be too healthy. Most of the stuff they're giving away free is just starch.
Yeah, it's just bread sourced with some kind of mucusy sauce.
Unappetizing.
Okay,
yeah.
J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan in hot water still. Now I do need to ask you a question. Did you short or go long J.P. Morgan last week? Do you remember?
Yeah, I went short.
Okay, I got to change that because I have as a long. Okay, no problem. you're up on a short, you're down on a long. So the big question of the day is whether this was a hedge trade or a hedge or a trade. There's a big difference. A hedge was used to hedge maybe some of the risks of the bank, and a trade was a speculative instrument that would be used to make money, right? Do you see the difference?
Yeah, apparently they just gambling.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, there was no there weren't hedging. This wasn't hedging.
And if you listen closely,
it was splurging.
Yeah. And if you look closely at the Meet the Press interview last Sunday, and I pulled this out for last week's podcast, he clearly says that it was a trade. And
yeah.
It was a trade.
Yeah, I heard that too.
So it looks like he's going to keep his job, maybe claw back some of his $21 million worth of bonus/salary from last year. He's being asked to resign from the New York Fed. And now the FBI is looking into this.
Good.
I don't understand what the jurisdiction of the FBI has with this.
They probably have none. Unless there's some FBI-related thing. Maybe there was something they were doing that was, I don't know. Maybe there isn't a reason for the FBI to go. That's kind of disconcerting. I'd definitely be short now.
We'll double up.
No, I'm not going to double up. I got a good
speaking
one,
about,
though.
Speaking about the amazing, incredible, prescient way of really socking it to these stocks that never go down but only have the ability to go down when John C. Dvorak puts the curse on it. Apple took back all of its gap-up earnings after its recent earnings, the gap-up price. Now it's at $5.52.
Yeah.
So we need a little bell, whistle, triangle, symbol, something. Thank you. Oh, two of those. Nice. That's very nice. Gold and silver and other commodities are getting cremated. It's absolutely hatcheted because the U.S. dollar is up 12 out of the last 12 days. I don't think ever since Bernanke has been in office have I ever seen that.
Hmm.
So I sent you over some charts there. The euro is getting clobbered down to 127 and change.
It's about time. I'm ahead of my time with that one.
Time, way ahead of your time. And this
is
the problem.
Remember last year I was talking about $1.25.
So I gave you some charts there. Take a look at the
U.S.
dollar.
U.S. dollar? Okay.
Give them.
Okay, there it is. Whee! It looks like a roller coaster. Exactly. There's the big dip. Woo!
Yep.
And then a little bounce and another bounce and another bounce. And then it's going click, 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 click up again.
We get above that 80, see that 80.75 level or so?
Mm-hmm.
You get above that, it's going to 81 and change. When a dollar gets anywhere close to 82, it's going to start getting really ugly. And you'll notice that the move of the dollar has a very, well, it clearly has a similar correlation to the U.S. stock markets. But more so, what's really interesting here is that it in a weird way, almost has the same results in terms of performance. So you went from 78 and change to 80. So we're talking about, what, $3, right? $2? $2. There we go. $2. And so it's like 3.5%. And the market's down 5% from the high. It's all dollar based. That's why what happened in Japan, where the Japanese market was getting hammered when the yen was, you know, getting more and more expensive, and then when it turned around, it flew higher when it went up to 85. When it's now down back to 80 or so. But big situation there. And then what's happening with commodities, which is supposed to be the safety trade? Take a look at silver and gold. Silver back in March was 36. It's now 26 and change. I mean, just fell off a cliff.
Wow, it looks like it fell off a cliff.
And it looks like it's going to come down to its about the $26 range, which was support back in the beginning of 2012. And then gold also, which is really fascinating, gold, which George Soros recently added to his portfolio. Look at that bugger. Now, this is the GLD, so you multiply it a bit. But it was, you know, from 1,700 down to like 1,500 and change. Last several days has been really harsh.
Huh.
And this is supposed to be the safety trade. So tell me where the safety is and the safeness in buying gold.
Now the safety trade is dollars.
The stupidest thing.
Yeah. Not sure what to make of it.
It just doesn't work is the bottom line. You know, this whole gold crap and all that. We have no inflation right now because things are bad. And really, if you want to look at gold, and all the gold bugs can really get pissed off at me right now, but it's an interesting play if the dollar is coming down. That's it. End of sentence. It is not the ultimate if times of trouble and all that, because look what happened in 2008. And all, it just got hammered.
Yeah, I think it's going to get hammered again. It's been run up by the public, by the Glenn Becks of the world, and all the dummies that, you know, take stock advice from him, and all these gold advertisers that are dumping all the gold they can. And of course, there was news about the Indians and the Chinese wanting to buy gold for their jewelry, which I would, you know, put a crimp in the market. But, you know, it's apparently not sustainable.
India's a big, well, they're big on silver, big on gold. And there was a...
Yeah, pot metal. I think pot metal is the third one.
Hot metal?
Pot metal.
What is that?
You know, just cheap crap. Just, it was a joke. You don't know what pot metal is?
I got it. It took a while. Ha. Want to talk about Facebook? Or
yeah, sure. I've been talking about Facebook.
Facebook is raising its price range for the IPO. I tried to get some today. You know, I got to tell you, we looked at it, and it's very difficult, obviously, to get pre-IPO. We went to Schwab, which we have a relationship with, and said, you know, can we get any? They said, yes, possibly. It's oversubscribed, but if you get your forms in by 10 a.m. Eastern time today, you know, we'll put you on the list. I said, it's 9:55.
It's like you just set up a joke.
I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Where was the information about this? Usually you get red herrings or, you know, pre-prospectuses. You get 16,000 alerts about things and all that. Well, it was on the website, this and that. I said, man, I got to tell you something. That's lame. Lame. Anyway, they're raising their IPO price, and who knows if they're going to raise it again. And the company is going to come in close to $100 billion of valuation, which will make it about the 21st largest company in the U.S. by market cap. It's going to trade 100 times sales. And talk about timing. A little blurb today. General Motors said they're going to pull all of their advertising off of Facebook because their ads are ineffective.
Who said this? Who?
General Motors.
Oh, really? Huh.
Timing is unbelievable on that, huh?
That's not good.
I had that in a blog post. I wrote about it. Somebody tweeted back, what's the difference? Nobody's going to buy a GM no matter how much they advertise.
That's a possibility.
So
I think a lot of online advertising is not effective. It depends on what you're advertising.
Well, they got $1 billion in revenue, and 99.999% of the revenue is from advertising, right?
Mm-hmm.
And probably who knows where they get the rest of it. But Facebook is going to come out. It's going to pop. The question is that everybody wants to know, you know, how do you buy it? Do you buy it? You know, is this thing going to be a fad that's going to kind of get blown out? Is this like, wow, this is it? Now remember something. You can never tell a fad or tell when something is a fad when it is a fad.
Did you read my column today?
I didn't. What'd you say?
I said exactly that.
Really?
You can't tell a fad in a fad.
Come on.
No, it's a PC magazine. Wait a minute. This may be actually a column I wrote for Bug Magazine in Croatia.
Oh,
yeah, I think it was.
I definitely did.
I don't think you read it. No, that's true. In fact, most fads you can't fully identify until. In fact, I made the assertion, and this is because we're talking about, we're discussing Facebook and what's a fad and what's not. And I made the assertion that I think the iPhone might be a fad.
Well,
which will annoy everybody who thinks I hate Apple. But because I was at this event, there's a big rock concert I got a ticket to, and all of Leo Laporte's Twit people went to watch The Wall. It was a big production at a baseball park, big, huge, the Pink Floyd group. And everyone's taking movies, and I borrowed somebody's HTC, the newest HTC. It's the 1X. It's got some name. It's got a 4.8-inch screen, beautiful AMOLED screen. And I'm holding it up because I can get it a little higher, and I'm taking some photos and maybe making some videos. And the guy next to me is holding up an iPhone. And it's like, the iPhone looks like it's from the 10th century by comparison to the display on this thing. And it dawned on me that the iPhone is really way, way, way behind the curve when it comes to and expensive.
Yeah, very expensive.
So it doesn't make sense that anyone would even buy one, to be honest about it.
Well, question you have to ask is the iPhone maybe a fad, but not the touchscreen mini computer?
I think that could be too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what's going to replace it? Or who knows?
who needs it?
Well, let's not even get to this discussion because you sound stupid. Okay.
Who needs it?
Okay. So the Facebook IPO. So actually Friday we're going to hold an all-day live blogging trading event. And I'll tell you about how they can check that out. But we'll be talking about, you know, Facebook and the movement of it and where the action is to get in and possibly whether, you know, if you wanted to buy some and whether short-term traded or buy for the long haul. There are definitely places to buy IPOs and there's definitely no-nos on where not to buy an IPO.
Oh, what? Tell me.
Well, one of the things that you don't want to do is right off the bat, usually, you don't want to just put a market order in for when it comes out.
Right, because you'll get screwed, and they'll go out of their way to screw you.
Yeah. The second thing is that usually what you want to do is you want to see action like, okay, the stock goes up, if it goes up, stock goes up, it comes in a bit, because what happens is that, let's say it goes up, I don't know, 10, 15, 20%, whatever it is, whatever the number is. At that point, a lot of the insiders and all that say, you know what, I got this shit, let me dump some of these shares and take some of the profit. So you get kind of a pullback, you know, a back and fill, they call it. You know, you get a downslope of the IPO. And then what you want to do is you want to wait a little while and you want to see when you can break above sort of the midway point between that down and where the high point was and start slowly adding there and really hit it after it hits above that high point again. And if it doesn't do that, don't bother.
Hmm. Okay, so, well, what are we going to do for – are we going to do anything like that for the portfolio?
We – I don't know. Yeah. I mean, we might as well just buy Facebook for the portfolio. One of us should go long. One of us should go short. What the
there
heck?
You go. You can't lose.
Just you know, 10 minutes in. Or well, Facebook is going to – I mean, listen, the rest of the market could go to hell in a handbasket on Friday. Everybody's going to be looking at Facebook. It's kind of like when you have one of those horrible national emergencies and markets just don't have any volume because everybody's glued to the TV watching some horrible event.
Yeah.
He's going to be watching Facebook on Friday.
Yeah.
So the rest of the market, you could just disintegrate right in front of your eyes, or you know, good or bad, but just not even be there. And the funny thing is, or maybe not funny, the scary thing is, it's options expiration Friday, which is usually a pretty wild day in markets because they're trying to push it.
Yeah,
right to,
you're right. That's going to be wild.
Be a fun day. So that's why we're having this open live blogging throughout the day.
Live blogging.
I get that.
As opposed to now, dead blogging.
Blogging so. That hurt. Greece does not have a functional government still. Now, by the way, I think that statement could have probably made for the last 5 years. But they don't have a functional government after this election. They have a disparate grouping of factions. They have things like the super anti-bailout and the anti-bailout groups. And they have, you know, the Free Greece group. I mean, they have all these groups that are just not coming together in a coalition. And the problem is nobody can make a decision. Because there's no majority, there's no government.
Yeah,
so there's big problems. They did pay a $450 million note payment today. They managed to do that, even though you know they couldn't make a decision. They don't have any binding power because if they did not, it would have been a big default problem. But meanwhile, they're having another. You know, this is the Greece way. They kind of have a meeting and then they postpone it for another day, or they can't come to a resolution, so they do it the next day. And there's a big hoop-de-doo meeting. Mm. In Germany today, where Hollande was meeting with Merkel.
Yeah.
And in midair, his plane was struck by lightning.
Oh.
Seriously.
I missed that. That's funny. It's a no agenda topic.
Turn around. So,
by the way, it's very hard to get struck by lightning in the air.
Well,
I think you have to be in the path, or so it has to be an accident. It's a fluke. I was hit. Yep. I was in an airplane on the ground that was struck by lightning. And checked out everything. It's got wheels. I mean, these rubber wheels help, I guess. But it sounds like a sledgehammer hitting the plane. It's like, boom. What was that? And then they said, we've been hit by lightning. And then they checked through the electronics. It looks like we're good to go.
What's interesting is now the little line comes across my screen of one of my blurb sites that I have, you know, passed through very quick updated news called briefing.com.
It just did that now?
Earlier tonight.
Oh, and I'm saying because you're breaking up for some unknown reason out of the blue, but okay.
Now, well, we'll see.
Okay.
Keep going. Spine intervention for the Bears. They think this is divine intervention. They're going to come out and short this market because they believe that the deal is never going to happen. And God is now saying it shouldn't happen.
Oh, you're talking about Facebook?
No, I'm talking about the lightning strike.
Oh, lightning strike of the – okay.
Keep up here. What's happening?
I'm sorry. I was looking at something. I lost my train of thought.
So now we have a bank run going on in Greece, just to kind of refocus back on Greece.
Oh, good for them. It's about time.
So I haven't seen a good old bank run in a while. Those are kind of cool to watch. I mean, they're horrible, but they're cool to watch. You know, people are just like frantically going to the bank and taking out their money and, you know, just grabbing, I guess, all sorts of cash that they can. So, and that's when, you know, things are getting kind of bad. Hmm. It's sad. But you know what? If they waited this long to get their money out of those goddamn banks, it serves them right. We know there were problems with those banks, and they were basically insolvent, right? So what's everybody keeping the money there for?
Yeah.
Should have stuffed it in a pepperoni pizza or something. It'd be better off. Moody's downgrades 26 Italian banks. Moody's is on a roll, man. They're just having lots of fun with these downgrades.
Yeah. They'd at least keep them busy.
Right. I feel like I'm playing ping pong alone a little bit here.
Well, it's because you're breaking up so much. I'm trying to keep up with the... with the chat, but there's something I want to discuss.
Okay.
Since I'm going to be clearer here for a while until you come back to life. So there supposedly, I'm told this by the, and this kind of relates to our portfolio because I'm going to drop a couple stocks in there. Supposedly the game Blizzard is coming out, a new version, I guess. And apparently Blizzard bought Activision recently.
Blizzard, Activision. It's Activision, Blizzard. It's been like that for a long time.
Yeah. And I'm told by my son that, and apparently some of his pals, that this newest version of a game coming out. In fact, let's look it up. It's Blizzard.
I think the symbol on the stock is ATVI.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
It is. Blizzard Entertainment. Diablo 3, I guess that must be it, or something. Well, there's physical copy. Order a physical. My understanding is not. There's no physical copies involved anymore. Digital download. Buy now. Watch trailer.
4 stars review. I'm looking for the news here. Review. Breaking news. NetEase seen up 14 cents. No. Activision. No. Battleship.
It's Diablo 3.
I've seen this before recently.
So Diablo 3 supposedly is going to be ridiculously popular, according to the insiders that seem to know something. And the comment is, because my son has a friend who trades in the market, even though he lives in the Ukraine, and he has been doing pretty well. And the argument is that the people like yourself, all the experts, Or, of course, this could be bullcrap because these kids don't know what they're talking about. But they believe that the market people in general are clueless about the game industry and the kinds of money that can be made when a hit game hits the scene, and then all of a sudden, it's out of the blue, the sales and numbers skyrocket for a year or so.
I think they need to also know about first of all, it's being released, I think, today.
Yeah.
And maybe at midnight or something like that. Diablo 3 is another World of Warcraft expansion.
Right.
Okay. And one of the things is that these games have extraordinarily high costs of development.
Right? Yeah, but not as – I don't think they're as high a cost as a tentpole movie.
Right. I agree with you. But the big issue is it's a hit or miss. You know, it's like Modern Warfare was a big hit, and that did very well. And so we'll put this in. ATVI, you going with?
Yeah.
I'll just kind of stick this over here. ATVI, because the kids are smarter than the adults. Got it.
Okay. That's what they tell me.
These are the guys that are constantly playing the game and not leaving the outside world other than that.
Well, okay, cool. I think they play too many games.
Let's see. Stock outlook. Fed minutes are coming tomorrow. And usually with days with the – usually days when the Fed does anything, releases minutes or has some kind of conversation, and usually give a big pop to the market. So I wouldn't be too short into the Fed minutes. It could, you know, move lower in the morning if it does. And then by the afternoon towards the, I think it's 2 o'clock they're released or so. Fed minutes will be released to find out exactly what their game plan is, which I'll probably give you the answer right here. They're going to do everything they can to save the economy and the markets. There you go.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to do. I think you're right.
So, they, you know, they're not going to give any hints about – there's no they're going to say that CPI is benign, which it is. Today came in at zero. They're going to say that the economy is slowing. So they're, you know, going to think about – they're all voting for possibility of extending the current or keeping the current fiscal or the monetary stimulus in place, possibly buying bonds, and there'll be one dissenter just to make it look like it's not a unanimous thing.
Right. Yep. I think that's the model. Why do it any other way? It's always worked.
So from the this is just bullshit files, Groupon.
Yeah, Groupon.
Groupon yesterday has a massive move, about 18% prior to the earnings release. Why? Well, you would think that maybe a lot of the people that are short finally decide they're going to get the hell out. Somebody put on a little bit of a long position. But an 18% move prior to an earnings release, don't you think that's a little bit absurd? Prior.
A little?
Yeah.
What's the symbol?
GRPN. Earnings come out. They match on earnings, match on their revenue. Their costs are down a bit. Their subscribers are down a bit. So it's being looked at as, hey, they're able to contain their costs, which is a big thing for Groupon, while keeping their revenue and all that, although the revenue is down a bit, I believe. Revenue is up a little bit. Stock goes up like another 20%. I think it hit a high of like 1475 today.
1493.
Okay, where to finish?
1217.
It was up 3%.
Yeah, and now it's after hours. It's down to 1204.
You know, this is the greatest – that was the greatest short opportunity.
Yeah, to catch it right when it bounced.
Oh, when it was either – well, if you would have picked it up before the earnings, you would have gotten crunched pretty badly, 20%. Because after hours, it was up like 20-something percent.
Yeah.
But when it was in the 14s and started to lag down, I'm like, oh, man, I'd love to short this. But there was just no way. Can't get shares.
Mm. With a volume of 24 million shares trading, you can't get any shares to short it?
We have different colors. We have red, light green, and dark green. Red is just no shorts. Forget it. You can't short it for whatever reason. Maybe it's the price is low. I don't know. Whatever the reason, okay? Light green means have a good time. Party away, buddy. Just short it till you can't short anymore. And the dark green is maybe there's some shorts available. We'll see if you can locate it. It was dark green. Couldn't get any.
Hmm. Was this on the Bloomberg terminal?
No, this is on – we did this through Interactive Brokers, which is pretty good at shorting. You can pretty much get anything you need.
Huh. And you couldn't get this. That's interesting.
Again, you know, this is one of the plays that some of these companies do to squeeze the shorts. I don't trust Groupon as far as I could throw them.
Yeah. They have a smarmy quality. The whole idea is, in fact.
And then, you know, how did the stock go up 18% before? There was no leak of the data? Come on.
Hmm.
Ah, crap. Some of the Facebook plays, the tertiary plays, secondary plays on Facebook got some really nice moves. We bought Glue again. Yesterday morning. It was up like 11% today, Glue Media. Pandora was up 10%. We actually sent an alert out on Friday to buy that. It was up, I think, 10% today and 6% on Monday. Not that I like Pandora. Not that I think they have a good business model, but the stock was just poised really nicely. Renren, which is the Chinese Facebook, which has just been hammered, kind of has been moving better, a little bit better, not great. And we'll see what happens. Is all the mobile, social gaming space and all that, and it's getting kind of the Facebook halo effect. So we'll see what happens in a few days, but they're moving. That was some nice moves on those. And tomorrow's a big day. Tomorrow is the IRIS-SON conference. You heard about this?
No, tell me.
So the IRIS-SON conference is a fundraiser. And what they do is raise money for some kind of cancer research. And they raise, I don't know, $15, $20 million at this daily one-day event each year. And what they do is they have major hedge fund players and money managers come in that usually don't speak at a lot of events. and don't really tell about their ideas and their, you know, what they're doing, you know, quite often.
Where is this?
It's up in New York at Lincoln Center.
Hmm. How do you get in?
There's some kind of contest of you have to put in for an investment idea and write it up, and then plus you have to, well, you can be invited, you can pay, or there's something about this investment idea. If you can get this great investment idea and it's voted on, so each year there's a winner of the best investment idea coming out, and you know they track it over the year how it's done. So
are you going?
No, but I am going to be listening to it because you will see stocks moving like crazy on mention from this place.
Oh, really? Do they have a feed?
I tried to look one up. I did a pound Ira San on Twitter. And you got to follow a bunch of guys and see if you could just coordinate it together to follow, the hashtag.
How do you spell it?
I-R-A-S-O-H-N.
I-R-A-S-O-H-N? Oh, that's weird. Okay.
So
you think there is a feed that's going to be available?
There's a lot of live blogging that goes on. So
live
you find
blogging, okay.
As close as you're going to get, probably.
No, you never know. Some guys have mics. Nowadays, all these laptops that they have at these things are loaded for bear. They got video. They got microphones. You could just put on Skype and let it rip.
We're also going to see it on CNBC, and you'll hear it all day. And now David Einhorn is coming up, and he's speaking about blah, blah, blah. And I mean, honestly, you'll see stocks move quick, really quick.
Here's a whole New York Times article on live blogging at Ira San.
Last year's. Right?
Yeah, it's from last year. Investment professionals gathered in New York today for the Ira San conference, a sold-out show where prominent hedge fund managers and the like showcase their best ideas. The confab has attracted high-profile names, blah, 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 all kinds of famous people. Interesting.
Let me give you a hint about something that is been murmured about. Stock HLF, Herbalife.
Oh,
got
yeah. Okay.
Rush. David Einhorn. I told you this. David Einhorn came on the conference call and asked a question. Stock down like 4%. He asked a question, this guy.
Yeah, we talked about this on the last show.
He's going to be their best idea, and the big hoop to do is it's going to be Herbalife short.
He's going to push Herbalife short?
Say my best idea is Herbalife short, and because this or that. That's the theory. I'm saying it's happening.
Okay. Well, put me down on the portfolio for Herbalife short.
Well, here's the play. Again, not known if he's going to say that. This is speculation. When he was on the call, he did not mention he was short or long Herbalife. He didn't say anything. We don't know if he's actually going to talk about this. But here's the deal. If he doesn't talk about it, this thing's going to skyrocket. It's baked into the price already that this thing is going to get crushed. How much more can it get crushed? I don't know.
Let's take a look at it.
We're actually long a small position of this. Very small.
So you're
we went short. We picked up some money on the short. Actually, we were short at the top, and all sorts of people were busting my chops about how can he be short? This thing hit an all-time high. I said, I don't know. As I always say, something's at an all-time high before it's not.
Jeez, look at this chart. I think we mentioned this, but it's just astonishing. I forgot how astonishing this chart is. This thing's floating around 70. This guy says hello, and the next thing, these pounds. It looks like you fell off. It looks like the Rock of Gibraltar.
It's ugly. It's almost sad.
And it's still got ways to go. Let's see what the long-term chart looks like for over the years. Well, yeah, this thing has been down as low as $7, and it's at 40 now. This thing's got a long way to go. Long way to fall.
Been buying back shares and not stopping the bleeding. So we'll see
what's
happens.
Their problem? What's the problem with Herbalife? It's just a vitamin company. They can't compete.
Level market distribution.
It's a those places usually do well.
Well, look at it happened at Avon. Look at Nu Skin, NUS. It's another... I mean, he can mention NUS. That's another similar situation. And that's been tracking Herbalife. Not as badly, but pretty bad. NUS.
Let me take a look at that.
So the thing is that if he doesn't mention that... Now, again, there'll be a lot of other players. You have a Paulson come out and say that he's going to be long, blah, blah. Now, listen. Let me just tell you about David Einhorn. Last year's best idea? You want to know what that was?
What?
JCPenney.
Long? or short? Ooh, I lost you completely.
Long. JCPenney long.
JCPenney long.
Not a good, I don't think that was a good call.
Well, you know, I'm still not convinced it wasn't. I mean, it's just that it hasn't worked out so far. But all I know is that, of course, I think that the whole sector is shot, but Target is the target. And I think JCPenney's can take these guys on, and Target is, you know, except that you might be right about the moment of, you know, these things in the middle not doing well, but at some point, the things at the top are going to stop doing well, and it's going to move to the middle. It's got to.
Well, Target is coming out with earnings tomorrow, and their stock setup right now is if it misses, it's going to get whacked. Because the stock setup, it has what's called a, as we see it, is this gigantic hole. There's a big fast zone that's nothing underneath this point right now for another, I don't know, good 8 or 10% easily.
Hmm.
And on the upside, there's a bunch of resistance. So the play is down. Again, we don't know what's going to happen with earnings, but the play is down. It's a much better.
What's it look like? On what's the symbol on that? Target?
G.
G?
TGT, yeah.
TGT. Okay.
See, I was just kind of like the last five sessions just hanging right in there.
Yeah.
Below that? Nothing below that.
Yeah, it could go down to 48 or even lower. Okay.
Actually, by the way, if you go over to Trigger Point Research tomorrow morning, mid-morning, they will be a full culmination of many stock earnings reports that we published, which is usually a subscription, but we're doing it for free tomorrow. So you can go check those out, and you'll just click on the earnings reports, and you'll see those come up. Okay, listen, what else? Spain. You know how much Spain is off since the high this year?
What?
5%.
How much?
5.
You break up every time you say the first number.
5.
5%?
5.
You're not saying 25. 85 and you're breaking up.
25.
Oh, 25. Okay, I got it.
Why am I breaking up? What's up with that?
I don't know. It's just you started breaking up about 10 minutes ago, and it has not stopped.
I'm sorry.
Are you downloading porn?
Oh, yeah.
Well, whatever. I don't know what the deal is. And you sounded better today than ever.
Well, let me mention this. Can you hear me? Because I want to talk about the cover page for Barron's before we get to our stocks.
Yes, go.
The cover page of Barron's. This is going to knock your socks off with an unbelievable idea that's groundbreaking. Sales of memory foam mattresses have skyrocketed to almost 20% of the market. This includes this induced a blissful snooze, but it makes sex a challenge. That's their cover page of Barron's. How it is to have sex on a memory foam mattress.
Well, I don't have one, so I don't know. I mean, water beds were good for sex in the olden days. But I didn't know that. I thought you went to. Okay, well.
Pretty pissed off at this because it's so not Barron's. You know, this whole tabloid stuff.
Welcome to the ownership.
Yeah. So now they're down on Tempur-Pedic, which is interesting. And they said there's a lot of competition coming in, including things like Select Comfort and a couple others. But
I think your original take on this is perfect. It's like, why is there so much preoccupation with mattresses? You buy one and you keep it for 15, 20 years, don't you?
Seems that way. But I guess not. Maybe people – well, I asked the question. You know what they said? People said it's the bed bugs.
Oh, you know, could be. That maybe the whole bed bug phenomenon was just a bunch of propaganda to get people to buy new mattresses.
It would fit. It would fit the world that we live in.
Yeah, everything's a scam.
Everything's a scam.
Everything's a scam. It's just pathetic.
Speaking of scams or things that may or may not work, what are your thoughts, totally changing topic here, to 3D printing?
You make little prototypes and stuff? I think it's kind of cool. You can't make anything too big.
I mean, is
it? And it's not really printing, is it?
I don't know what they call it. Is it more like
they call it that? But it's not printing. It's like making, you know, it's a little thing.
It's like what we did in top class.
Yeah, it's basically only a little more reliable, a little cooler.
You make gears and gadgets and little stupid dinosaurs and things like that. Everybody's getting all excited about this. It seems so early in the cycle for this, or at least of where they are. I mean, does somebody expect them one day to have a prefab, pre-built deal that's 3D? Like, you know, you make a chair?
Well, it'd have to be an awfully big printer. Yeah, but you could, theoretically.
I guess. Would you have to know 3D programming?
No, you know, the software will take care of all of it.
So this is like the replicator from Star Trek.
Well, yes, it makes a plastic thing. It doesn't do much more than that. I've played with these things. I actually have an account with somebody that I could. I think they've got some money in there. I can make something, but I never thought of anything I wanted to make. You know, you can make a ball in a ball. It's kind of cool, but that's, you know, except for that, I wasn't interested.
It's like Mother and Father's Day presents. You make an ashtray, you make a cup.
Yeah, you could. Well, a cup's pretty big. It might be hard to make a cup.
Anyway, a lot of these are on Kickstarter. This is the hottest thing on Kickstarter.
Oh, is it?
A bunch of money, like
$800,000.
So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Okay, we got to come up with something to sell on Kickstarter.
Yeah. We had some good ideas. We've had a lot of good ideas.
No, you've had no good ideas.
Good ideas. None?
No. Your ideas were all just a joke, as though Kickstarter was some sort of a clownish operation that should be ignored.
Really? Is that true? I feel like I'm in a different universe all of a sudden.
No, you have not come up with anything interesting. What? Name one of your great ideas.
Came up with the de-stinkerator for the
airport.
Yeah,
see, airport. There we go. For the airport. Shoes, guys who have to walk around in shoes or some socks.
I thought that was no good.
No.
What else did I get? There was nothing else?
No, that was it. That was your best idea.
Best and only idea. I suck.
No, you just don't take it seriously. I think there's money to be made with Kickstarter. I don't know how to do it. Just do my books through Kickstarter.
It's got to be. How about this? I have one. Seriously. Have a lemon-flavored, a tart, in other words, tart-flavored little pacifier thing that babies will suck on the plane, so that it forces them to swallow so they don't have that horrible ear problem.
Yeah.
Like that?
That's one reasonable idea. I mean, we used to always give the kids apple juice, and they would suck on that on takeoff.
Yeah, because they just, you know, the worst thing is they just cry hysterically. Nobody knows what to do, and you can't look at the kid and go, swallow.
You can't do anything. If the kid does not get the, if he's not swallowing during takeoff and landing, he's going to get a sore, or she's going to get a sore ear, and they won't know why, and they're going to be irked, and they're going to scream.
All right, so that's one idea that's reasonable.
Lemon-flavored pacifier. It has to be, like, permanently, so it has to have some sort of a permanence to the taste, so the kid will want to keep sucking on it. And it will also be sour, like that. If you go to a athletic store where they sell all kinds of exercise equipment, they do have a. It's quite funny. It's like a lozenge that you can take that creates saliva.
It's like quench gum.
Yeah, it's like quench gum. Yeah, you take one bite of this stuff, and you just pour. Your mouth is just drooling. So you want that for the kid, because he'll have to be swallowing. He'll be drooling all over the place.
Make it so the airlines buy.
Yeah, that might. It's possible. All right, let's look at our stocks.
Okay. I just changed your J.P. Morgan to a short, so that looks a lot better.
Yeah, which is what it was.
Apple is up 9.32%.
Huh.
You need clapping. That's unbelievable. I had a discussion about Opco Health again.
And by the way, there's the same model I used the last time when I got a good short, which is I shorted it once before and lost. And it was the second short that cashed in. I think this thing can rock now.
There is a lesson to be learned in this, seriously, is that, I'm not kidding, don't be afraid to go after a stock if you missed it the first time. A lot of people will not go back after a stock again. You know, they're like, nope, I'm not going near it. I'm not touching it. I don't want to, it burned me once, but that doesn't, the stock is not watching you. You know,
it doesn't care.
Right, you know, if it's the right thing to do, make it the right thing to do. So let's go on our list here. We still have Monster Beverage. Now that is a monster.
Yeah. I wish I'd put money into it.
That's a monster. We still have a position in there. Oil finally cracked.
Yeah, dynamite.
Icon Enterprises is just rolling along. He's actually trying to do some deals with some companies right now. He's what was the latest one here that they broke up the management? Was it Yahoo? Is Icon involved in Yahoo?
Yeah, maybe. Oh yeah, no, Icon was involved in Yahoo, but I think he I don't know if he's out or not.
Guy Thompson, who now never put the resume in and somehow it mysteriously got there with the wrong information.
Yeah, and he blames somebody else, which is not good.
Suddenly he has some, he has I don't even know what it was, some kind of cancer all of a sudden. It's like, it's a little weird, the news flow.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right.
Let's see here. Carbo Ceramics down about 6%, just going nowhere. Cliffs Natural off of a cliff. I wish I held on to that. We got stuffed out of that. That was a no-brainer. But Questcor is up nicely. Hewlett Packard still just cruising along to the downside, which,
it's weird.
Honest, I'm still shocked it's down so low.
It's amazing. It could go to 10.
Ridiculous. Seriously, I was shocked it was going to do this. I mean, yes, I said it was going to be a good short, but I am flabbergasted that it's this bad. Navios Maritime Partners was stopped out. Medical Marijuana is it's ashing out at best. Let's see, what we got Vivas. Bye. That's your diet company, up 5.5%. Zag up 3%. Goldman Sachs short, which, for a guy that doesn't have any good ideas, you said that it was got to be careful with this. We actually recommended covering this yesterday. We had the short right at this price for our alerts. We covered the position at about 100. It's up 13.76%. Opco Health, the guy still is buying. He won't stop buying that guy, the CEO.
Okay. He hasn't brought the stock up. It's dead money, it looks like, but I think it's going to go. The guy is a maniac.
Cigna Corp was up about 7% after hours, after they came out with earnings tonight. We'll see how that plays. We're up 9% on it.
You can pull this first Apple off because it's not really in play. The Apple long.
I will do that right now.
Because that was just a long, go long, then go short. 1-2 punch, and the long was didn't do anything.
Update to the yellow. Let's see. You want ATVI long.
Yeah.
You want Chart Industries short.
Chart Industries?
This company makes, they do a lot with sort of retrofitting for the natural gas engines. They make parts for engines for natural gas. And if you have any kind of slowdown in this area.
Okay.
So you look at Westport, WPRT. If it follows any of that pattern, it's going to get kind of ugly here. Any other stocks you want?
Well, I was looking at there's some interesting insider trading going on. There's a couple things that are worth mentioning. One is Iger, I guess, has dumped $81 million worth of his Disney. And Robert Stiller, your buddy, has sold $123 million. Now, normally, I go by the rule that if somebody's buying, insiders buying, I think that means something. But if they're selling, it usually doesn't mean anything because they're just, you know, taking some money out of the coffers for them to, you know, spend, have some. But this guy, Stiller, has dumped $123 million worth of your favorite company, Green Mountain Coffee.
Yeah, but let me tell you why. Let me just tell you what that's all about. Okay, all right. That was a couple of weeks. And he did that to meet margin calls when the stock tanked.
Oh, okay.
And that's why he was,
So he's just bailing. He's just covering his ass.
17th or so. It was like 2 weeks ago, right?
The 7th.
That was the day that the stock got crushed and he had to make margin calls. He went against he was not in a window where he could be selling it, and he did it anyway, and that's why he got removed.
Oh, poor guy.
So we got Facebook on. Where are you going on Facebook?
I'm going long.
Right. I got the short.
And Stiller's a 10% owner of KKD, Krispy Kreme. And he was selling that. He sold a lot of his stuff. He's been selling like crazy. $49 million of Krispy Kreme, he's out. $123 million of Green Mountain, he's out. 33 out, 32 out, 53 out, 21 out, 14. This guy is going to be a billionaire if he keeps dumping the stuff. Yeah, Stiller.
Billionaire. He got his ass crushed, and he had to come up with the money to meet the margin calls.
Well, he's sure got a lot of cash. He's sure dumping.
So much, and he had to give the money back.
Well, I guess. Okay. Well, then he's not. This is not going in his pocket, then, is what you're telling me. Which is probably why he had to sell his KKD.
He had to come up with all sorts of money on margin calls.
In fact, he. Huh. All right. Well, so I don't see anything there that would be compelling.
I have one thing to say. Are you going to buy Facebook on the open, or are you going to wait a little while?
On the open, if I can. I mean, obviously I couldn't in reality, but I think I should on this.
But you could buy it right when it comes live.
Yeah.
I'm going to go short 1 hour later.
Okay.
Actually, I take that back because it's Facebook. I'm going 2 hours.
Okay.
Because give myself a little head start here. Short.
It's possible. I mean, what you're going to do, I think, is a possibility this could happen. But I'm not convinced that because of the nature of the users and the fact that people, you know, you have, I don't know, 150 million real users and I don't know how many bogus users, but everybody talks about this. It's been talked up to such an extreme. I think it's going to take off, move up 30%, and stick.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to be bailing on their shares. I agree. I mean, so but there may be a little play here. You know, if it goes up 30, you make it down to 5% or so.
Maybe.
And also that Friday, the day that Facebook comes live.
I know that's a bad day to be doing this. Maybe they won't do it on Friday. Maybe they'll put it off.
Talking about that. But either way, on Friday, options expiration, Facebook, we're doing a live blogging event. And if you want to actually be a part of that, you can register. It's free. Over at DH Unplugged, we'll put a link in there, say live blogging event, and what happens is you stick that page, and that page will kind of continually update with things that are happening every, you know, 10 minutes, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it happens. And this way you can see actual trades that are happening, ideas that are going on, and we'll kind of feed it through you all throughout the day. So just go up to DH Unplugged, and you can click the little button that will say, live blogging event registration. You just have to put a few things in there, and then we'll give you the information on how to get there and how to participate.
Sounds
there
good.
You go. And by the way, did you look at the averages? The Dow is only up 3% for the year now. S&P's up 5.8. So that's pretty ugly.
Hmm. Yeah.
Big change.
Well, as we go into the election season, we'll see what happens. Okay. I think that'll do it. Hopefully we have a better connection next time. It wasn't very good, especially at the end. And we'll talk then.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening in on a conversation with John C. Dvorak and Andrew Horowitz. Hope to be with you again soon. Bye-bye.
Now, I'm not broke, but badly bent. I'm not down to my last cent, because I got a dollar, but it's my last dollar bill. Yes, sir. In my pockets, there's a dent. All my dough is nearly spent, but I got a dollar, and it's my last dollar bill. Oh, I'd love just one more buck fortune left me by chance. Now, here's a hint, I feel like a mint. You can hardly tell by a glance. I don't care, no millionaire can give me the icy stare, 'cause I got a dollar, my last dollar bill.